Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's do this. Let's go. Need to Know Morning Show, and that was my earlier deal today, and now we've transitioned into What's on Your Mind. Welcome to Friday. Scotty's off today, so I am continuing my duties past my local duties on the morning broadcast to hang out with you here for a couple more hours. Not just me, though. We've got a couple of guests lined up. We're going to be chatting with, we're going to have a little doc talk today. Doc talk with Dr. I want to make sure, Van Wylen, with the McKenzie Health in Watford City. Just a little doc talk. Right before the top of the hour here, the end of this hour. And then Big Game James will slide in. Just a little after the top of next hour, just talk a little about the Twins. Twins just crushed the Yankees. 9-run first inning yesterday in New York. I just wanted to see if that's anything to get excited about. So we'll chat with him. It is a Fargo Marathon Flag Family Friday 5K. We're getting ready to have some fun with the Fargo Marathon week coming up. It's very exciting. We're teaming up with the marathon to kind of promote and be a part of the big 5K, the Family 5K they do on Friday the 19th of May, which will be at 6:30 in Fargo. It's a family deal. You don't have to run it. You can walk it. It's about an hour walk. You can run it if you want. But if you want more, we'd love to have you get a team or just come out and join us. FargoMarathon.com, and we celebrate that kind of every Friday. So there's that going on. What's on your mind? What's up? 701-271-1100. That is the number to call, 701-271-1100. If anything you, there's such a vast amount of content on the news cycle. We can talk about the, we can get the Bud Light thing going. We played poker last night. It was at the poker table. A lot of wisdom around the poker table. And I noticed that no one, in fact, I know we had four tables of players, and I saw one Budweiser product. And I asked the other seven folks at my table, I said, I see no one's drinking Bud Light. They all laughed. Not a chance, a friend said. So that move was maybe not so good. We could talk about this document leak thing that's going on with this 21-year-old kid that was arrested, National Guard soldier in Massachusetts. And what I'm gathering from this is basically we are being lied to. We are being lied to about Ukraine. We are being lied to about the funding. We're being lied to about the motives and the missions. And I think that's more than likely what this kid was doing. I say kid, he's 21, but to me, I mean, come on. He's seeing some stuff and, you know, saying, wait a minute. Well, this isn't what they're saying. This isn't what they're saying is going on, and he leaked them. He's a whistleblower. But man, they want you to believe that this kid is the next coming of Osama bin Laden or something. So there's that going on. So we can hit on that. A couple of things I saw. One was about the migration. We talked about this a little earlier about the migration out of states. U-Haul put out a survey about, you know, people coming and going from where to where. And it gave the top states in which people are leaving by county. California dominates that. Oregon, Washington, Illinois, New York. Those are the top five that are losing population. Carolinas, Florida, Texas, and Nevada are gaining population the most. So that's where people are going. People are not going to hang out in Chicago anymore or New York and be told how great it is when it's not, and they're living it every day. I mean, literally living through the nonsense and the decisions these people make. It's unbelievable. And now Walmart is announcing more stores are closing in a lot of the areas where the crime has just gone crazy. It's unbelievable. A couple of sidelines I saw. Fort Lauderdale didn't just get rain yesterday. They're calling this a 1,000-year event in Fort Lauderdale. Now, Fort Lauderdale, was hearing the mayor talk about it. He, saying, you know, the highest elevation in Fort Lauderdale is about 10 feet above sea level. So when they get 2 feet of rain, now think about it. They experienced, they're calling it a once in a 1,000-year event. 25 inches of rain in one day, over 2 feet of rain in one day. So needless to say, Fort Lauderdale is flooded. It's flooding. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, and speaking of Florida, have you ever done had the fun on a search engine? You go to DuckDuckGo or whatever you use to do your searches. Type in a Florida man. Just type in a Florida man and hit enter. Every once in a while I do that. And I was reminded today by my buddy Joe, who lives down in Sarasota. He sent me a link and it just says a Florida man. And you open it up. In Wildwood, Florida, a man has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his wife with chicken wings. Arrested for assaulting his wife with chicken wings. Now, I'm sure in Florida, those are just chicken wings. But if this would have happened in California or Washington State or Oregon or Illinois, those would have been, say it with me, assault wings. They would have been assault chicken wings. We got to ban those wings because they're assault wings. And Wildwood, Florida. So there's that. All right, what's on your mind? 701-271-1100. Dial it up and we'll get to it. Text line's open, 701-237-1590. Texting Kevin. I don't know if people are aware of this. When you go in for a lap band surgery, you have to get a psychological evaluation. However, if you want to be a transgender and change your sex, you don't need to do that. That's really interesting. And now, you know, let's say you're 14 or 15 and you live in a state where they don't allow your parents to be excluded from that conversation with your counselor, your teacher. Now you just road trip to Minnesota. You're good. Gender affirming health care. Come on in. 15. Come on in. Parents with you. Come on in. You're good. So, the whole, all right, let's do a little transgender chat, shall we? Transgender chat. Someone sent a link of Dylan Mulvaney. Now, Dylan Mulvaney is a transgender man. I'm sorry, we have to say he's a transgender female, which, as I understand it, is a biological man that pretty much, well, that dresses and behaves and acts and lives like a woman. My friend Jimmy Fallon calls it Forever Halloween. It's like they want to live forever and costume, which is great. You can be Darth Vader every day, as far as I'm concerned, whatever. You identify as Darth Vader, get it on, get going, no problem. And then here, hi Kevin, honest question. Why do you still live in Minnesota? Have you done a pros and cons list? With the latest catastrophe of the legislative session, I can't conjure up a good reason for anyone to remain living in the state. You know, because right now, I don't have a choice. Right now, I mean, that's our home. It's where we are. We're dug in there. The taxes are, you know, it sure could be less. And I'm not a part of it. You couldn't pay me to live in the Twin Cities again. I mean, I moved out of there for a reason. I love what I do here. And so far, and actually the reason is because I live on a food and water source in the middle of the woods. So if the world goes to a hell in a handbasket, at least I'm good there. So, you know, honestly, we're just not in a position to, we're working towards it. And, you know, we've got our eye on Florida. I lived in Arizona in the desert southwest in the southwest part of the country and in Texas for a while. Love those parts of the country, but I know the dry heat thing, I don't know. I just more drawn to the ocean and Florida. I like Florida. But that'll be a while. It is what it is for us. Hey, Kevin, it looks like Pizza Hut is going to be losing a lot of business. They're thinking of having books of drag queens in their business or something maybe like that. Yeah, they will. You go woke, you go broke. We can't keep pandering to this minor, minute part of the population. Listen to this. And we got Fred and Wing. Fred and Wing's on. What's on your mind, Freddie? How are you, buddy? Happy Friday.
Hey, hi, Kevin. Nice to hear your voices.
Little wing wisdom here. Yeah, Scott's visiting lovely Hannah in New York, I believe. I told him if you're going to New York, don't get any on you, but he'll be back on Tuesday. So,
Well, we got some mud on us out here too. So,
yeah,
we got storms. You know, we got mud. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Now you got a bunch of guys out there. They're taking their guns and they're shooting Bud Light.
Kid Rock did that, yeah, yep.
They set him up on the table, yeah, yeah. So now, he understands that some of this stuff is just wrong. He probably doesn't have a Christian background, but in the Bible it talks about people that God gave us the understanding of these things. And that's what he should read.
Right, hang on, Fred, we got to break here up against a hard break. But let's come back to that, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, let's talk about that coming up.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. Kevin Flint sitting in for Scotty today. Glad you're here. I hope you're planning accordingly for a bit of a cooler weekend. We'll see as much sun. Wish we had a better forecast for you across the neighborhood, but it is what it is. At least we're not, we might be dealing with a little of the S word here and there. The Twin Cities are looking at another snow event. So they had like 80 degrees or something. My classmate Louis is just losing his mind. Louis Sabalas, the guy I graduated with, he's done very well for himself. Hispanic American, amazing guy, and has had a home down not far from the beach, about four blocks from the beach in Fort Myers forever, and they go down there for about a month every winter. And he's got his own company, and, you know, again, he's done very well, and so he can go down there. And Ian they ended up having to rebuild that home a number of years ago, and they built the home on stilts, which a lot of homes in Florida are. They're elevated. And they put down big pilings, and they build them on concrete, you know, lifts. And so the walls down below where they park cars and stuff underneath, it's either open or they break away. A lot of the Texas coastline, any of the Gulf Coast, you'll see a lot of the stilt houses. Ian was so bad that it got up like halfway through the second level of Louis' home. So he's been down there dealing with that, and they're still cleaning up after Ian, right now. And then he's back, and it's snowing again. He's got the greatest. This post just makes me laugh. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe. They have a great thing with lunch. We call it, you know, home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. In other words, great food made from scratch that you can take to go. They do it in Valley City. They do it all the locations. A couple of specials today. Valley City has got fish and fries or a bacon cheeseburger hot dish, which is delicious. West Main does mac and beef or sloppy joes today. 12th Avenue in Fargo serving up orange chicken. Glendon's doing those steak tips. I tried those. Oh, my gosh, they're good. And old-fashioned tuna casserole on 45th in Fargo. And it's always great specials going on. They've always got those personal pan pizzas and tons of options. Great chicken nuggets as well. If you want to just do a little a la carte, you can do that as well. All the PetroServe locations, PetroServe USA, and they're hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. Fred and Wing, we were talking about the kind of the things we should know and have instinct for and just know better. Continue on with the point you were making.
Well, I think this is a very important point. Today, people, they say, you know, if they're losing faith in their government, I wonder why they would, of course.
Yeah.
They're losing faith in their government. They're losing faith in their organization, even in their churches, who some of them are woke.
Yeah. But
it just go back. You just got to go back to the Bible on that. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know what? And Fred, you make a great point too. And we're talking about, you know, having faith and living a life of faith and following and how we do, you know, as a Christian and things. And I think that and a lot of my friends that are, you know, I have a number of gay friends, and they're all of them go to church, and all of them are, you know, and I think that we all understand that if, you know, we ask God for forgiveness for our sins, if we ask, he grants that forgiveness. And I'm sure there's a number of these folks that, you know, probably go through that struggle. You know what I mean, Fred? Every day, I mean, they're probably going. They're living the life that they're comfortable in, knowing that it may not follow to the word of their faith, but knowing that if they ask for forgiveness, it's granted. What troubles me is the people that don't have any faith. They've literally gone off the rail, off the ranch, and that's what's scary, because there's literally no compass or no keel for these folks. You know what I'm saying?
The Bible talks about exactly what you're talking about, Kevin.
Yep.
First in Genesis it says he made them male and female.
Yep.
And he made them everyone after their kind. Then go to Romans chapter 1. You get to Romans chapter 1 and you got to read it from 17 on. It talks about the guilt of mankind. God
right.
puts certain
yep.
things in our mind, like a cow knows how to have a calf. A goose knows how to fly south. He puts certain things in our spirit, and then we deny him. We go to grade school. We go to high school. They say, no, God didn't create the earth. No, he didn't do this. And then pretty soon,
right? Yeah.
It says in 20. Verse 20 is the one I want everybody to read. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He puts that in us, but after a while, he takes these things away because we deny it.
Well, you're spot on,
so
buddy.
It's all there.
Yep.
If you ever have a chance to if anybody ever wants to know where they stand, just read Romans chapter 1, 17.
All right.
Read that whole thing all the way down. You will understand it. I want to give people some hope. Yes, God is doing things in the earth today. He's making things better. I mean, I haven't seen Nancy Pelosi for a month. I mean, things are going our way.
Oh, there you go. All right, amigo. We got calls waiting. I appreciate it. Fred and Wing, always good to have some Wing wisdom. You know, I look at folks like Dylan Mulvaney and my friend Garrett, who's now Grace, or any one of my friends that live an LGBTQ lifestyle, and many of them go to church. My friend Tina and her wife are very, very much involved in their church. And, you know, I know that they know that the lifestyle they're living isn't to the letter. But again, they're praying for forgiveness like we all are. You know, we're all sinners. And to the level of sin, what worries me is the people that have no faith, that have no basis in any. They're just, their faith is the, you know, the faith of transgenderism or the, you know, any of that. That's kind of where I'm landing. That just worries me. You've got to have it. Let's grab Jude in Grand Forks wants to talk about the weather. Jude, happy Friday, bro. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I was just listening to what you were talking about, all the rain down in Tampa and whatnot.
Yeah. Fort Lauderdale.
I want to remind people what Fort Lauderdale, okay.
Yeah.
And it rained in Vegas, it rained in Phoenix. There's blizzard warnings in Southern California. Back
there
in 1815, the Tambora. Back in 1815, the Tambora volcano went off.
Mm-hmm.
In 1816, we had what they called the summer that wasn't. That was considered the largest volcano in human history at the time. Last January, a year ago, remember the volcano that went off and they showed it on the satellite?
Yeah. What about it?
That volcano now is considered the largest volcano in human history.
Okay, what's the point?
We've got a summer of that was coming up on it. This summer is going to be the summer that wasn't 200 years later with a different volcano.
Oh, you're thinking that we're going to have a...
It's
going to be bad, is what you're saying.
Well, I think it's going to be cold and wet summer.
Oh, well, if I could have told you that, I got a meteorologist right down the hall. I could tell that. But thanks, Jude. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, it's just one of those years. Way late spring, shortened summer, and June will be probably pretty wet. We'll see how it plays out. What's on your mind? Be right back.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law last night, just hours after the bill passed the Florida legislature.
Favoring the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Showing five hands, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote.
The new law expands protections to unborn children, giving them full rights to life once a fetal heartbeat is detected. It also provides funding to help mothers across the Sunshine State.
Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, has been arrested and is accused of leaking highly classified documents on Ukraine and dozens of other topics. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott Henin. About 28 in front of the top of the hour. Brought to you by our friends at UMary. Discover the difference. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu. They offer a value-based education. It's truly affordable, flexible, helps you achieve your goals on your time. I mean, it's not true that, you know, when you go to college or a university that, you know, you got to have skills. You shouldn't just have the skills that require for a career. You want to prepare students for life and their career. That's what UMary does. Find out more and discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. Beautiful campus, too. We are the Friday edition, What's On Your Mind, kind of a Friday free-for-all, open phones, whatever's on your mind, 701-271-1100. You can shoot a text, 701-237-1590. Or you can leave a message, 855-200-1776, push extension 1, or email studio@flagfamily.com is our email. Got a couple of texts in. One says, I identify as the governor of North Dakota and demand that the current one affirm my identity by stepping aside and letting me make the conservative choices that are needed to save our country. There you go. There you go. You know, I'll trade you. If you got a problem with Burgum, I'll trade you. We'll go. In fact, I'll even throw in two first rounders to be named later if you take Tim Walz off my hand. And just saying. But I do think, and I think it's a great thing that Doug signed the sports transgender sports nonsense thing that they're not going to keep biological males out of the pool, off the track and off the court with biological women. I think that's to be applauded. So thanks for that, Doug. That's the one thing that's under my skin so much about all this nonsense. And you know, there's another one that came out of a biological male won a women's professional golf tournament. You know, a biological man versus the same, a biological woman. I mean, look at pro golfers on both of that. And you tell me that, find me one biological woman that can drive the ball like a Rory McIlroy or a Jon Rahm. It's just unbelievable. It says, this happened yesterday again, Kevin. I don't know if women understand this. They are under attack as women. These people are pushing things so far that they are denying what a woman is now, and they are under attack. There's no doubt. And how could... let's see here. So true, Kevin. The ones to be afraid of are the ones that have no beliefs or faith. Also, how could this girl that killed the biker still be driving? Multiple serious violations. I didn't see that story. But we'll dig into it. Keep them coming. 701-237-1590. Kev's in Grand Forks on the EV plan. Are you shopping for your Tesla yet, Kev?
Absolutely not. I have no intention of buying an electric vehicle.
Oh, come on. We're all going to give them. Everybody gets an electric vehicle, an electric boat. They'll probably have electric tractors for you. It'll be great, man. You'll be riding your unicorn to work. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, but if the governments of the state and local governments get control of the power grid, they can literally tell you when and where you're going by just shutting off the power.
Dude, imagine you have an autonomous vehicle that's connected to some OnStar that kind of thing, and you didn't pay your whatever, and all of a sudden your car won't run.
Well, not only that, it actually is a lot more, you could say, efficient to put gas in a car than it is to put power in a car, because how long does it take to charge up the battery of a Tesla versus pumping 5 gallons of gas in your car?
There's so much to this, Kev, that's just nonsense. You know, one of the things they talked about, if we get to the point where there's 300 million, let's say there's 300 million EVs on the road around the world, well, we have 290 million on the road just in this country. And they're talking about, you know, in 9 years, we got to be 60% dealerships selling EVs. None of that adds up. They can't make them that. They couldn't make nearly that many that fast. It's just, it gives me a headache just thinking about the idiocy of all of this.
Well, not only that, if you take a look in the states like North Dakota, South Dakota, everything across the Canadian border and up into Alaska, if the temperature drops too low, your battery won't even work to begin with.
Exactly.
I mean, my cell phone won't even work when the temperature drops too low if I inadvertently leave it in my car.
Yeah, and how excited are you going to be to hook up your nice new, you know, double axle fifth wheel camper onto your electric pickup to go and pull that anywhere? And oh, won't that be fun when that gets stranded on the side of the road because you're out of power?
Right. Not only that, it's the way that the left is going, they're trying to get rid of single family homes, and you're going to be pulling so much power into one structure just to charge your vehicle, charge your phone, run your appliances,
exactly,
because they're trying to get rid of gas stoves.
Yep, nonsense.
Where are they going to find all this power?
Yeah, that's the first thing Kelly Armstrong said. Well, okay, how are you going to charge them all? Because we've got a delicate, weak, I mean, our grid is not as strong, as good as it needs to be now. And, you know, I brought this up on our local show. Are you seeing any plans with all of this mandating of what car dealers are supposed to sell and how they're, are you seeing any plans from anybody in D.C. or anywhere about building the grid to accommodate this?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be on when you're talking to Senator Cramer, but can you ask him about what the, about if there's any plans to try and overturn some of these stupid EPA mandates about electric purchases?
Yeah, no, we will. You know, it's, and you're right. Have a good weekend, buddy. Yeah, it's frustrating you clearly as much as it is me and everybody else that looks 10 seconds past this nonsense of a statement that they're going to do. Just got a message that, Kev can't be on with us today. And I totally get it. He's got a deal going that came up. So, he was on with us Monday and Tuesday this week. So we'll give him a hall pass today. So more room for us to hang out and talk. But I wrote that down, Kevin. I'm going to ask him. The answer is no one knows. And until, you know, we're going to build all these charging stations. We're going to have charging stations everywhere here and there. But never 10 seconds past that statement do they think about, okay, where's the power come for those? Where are you going to get the, we got brownouts. We got rolling brownouts all over the place already. California, where are you going to? How are you going to charge them? Like I asked Kev there, there's no plan in place to really upgrade and solidify and make good on the grid and make sure it can handle it. And before it's, and the cart is so far in front of the horse with these people on everything they talk about. It's just unbelievable. Oh, let's see here. Got a couple of texts in. Biden's push for EVs. A command economy is an economic system in which the government or the central planner determines what goods and services should be produced, the supply that should be produced, and the price of goods and services. The command economy is a component of a communist political system, while a free market system exists in capitalist societies. Absolutely. Well, they're trying to go the other way, though. This stuff just spells control to me. It just, you know, like, mentioned. Just turn your car off if you didn't pay whatever, or shut you down, or you won't be able to charge because, you know, you didn't pay your power bill. Well, I got to go and charge it so I can get to work to pay the power bill. Well, now you need to pay the power bill. I mean, think about this. Text in. Hey, Kev, can you confirm Corinne Jean-Pierre went drunk driving and crashed? Did she get a DUI? I saw that. I think they're denying it. Deny, but I haven't seen enough on it. I think that was a while ago. Not like, you know, last year, but not that long ago. I'll check, though. Electric vehicle infrastructure screenshot on funding. $5 billion available over 5 years, all 50 states and territories. Infrastructure installed every 5 miles along the interstate highway system. At least 450 kilowatt DC fast chargers, reasonable energy generation, solar, batteries for storage, upgrade. Okay. First of all, I don't want one dime of my money spent to fund any business venture for any company. Okay. Let the market decide that. $5 billion of our money has been made available over 5 years to all 50 states and territories to do what? To put in charging stations along the interstate? Must be within 1 mile, designated federal or state highway. Okay. There's the charging stations. Where's the power to run through them? And again, I don't want my money spent on this. I don't want to deal. It's not my thing. If I want to invest in it and be a part of building the company through investing in it, that's my decision, not the government's. And I don't want the government spending my money to call winners and losers. What are you doing? If it's a good thing, and then you're failing 1,000% over and over and over again in the argument for it. Okay? The argument for it is nonsense. There's so many things that are just wrong with it. You're going to somehow save the planet by charging me more taxes and making us drive a EV and then, by the way, 300 million EVs in the planet will maybe reduce oil consumption by 10%, maybe. That's the figure. Think about that. All this effort, all this money, all this time, all this inconvenience to save 10% on the world global oil market. Yeah, not mine. A friend of mine works building high transmission power lines around the country. He says the grid in the U.S. is 25 years behind. Same thing. I have a young friend of mine, Teddy, who works for Xcel Energy. He's a high lineman. He climbs the high line poles and makes great money. Oh my gosh. He's raking it in. Single young guy, says the same thing. And he's kind of into it. He talks about into the lines he works on and what he works on. And there's parts of our grid that are at least 25 years behind. So that is spot on. Another text in. It's a meme. It's a picture of a pickup truck with a skid steer on a trailer behind it. And it says, prove to me that your electric pickup can pull this at 20 below zero, 70 miles an hour, to a job site 150 miles away. Then I'll say, you have a hell of a truck. Good luck with that. You're not pulling that anywhere. Who knows if it'll even move. And by the way, we don't have any electric pickups to speak of. I mean, they're coming, or they're excited about it. They got really cool commercials with the one they built so far showing you how awesome it is. Where are you going to get 150 million of them in 9 years? Anybody? This is What's on Your Mind. Be right back.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now, at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot socks, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsma County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hedinger, Kender, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Back to What's on Your Mind. Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Glad you're here. About 11 before the top of the hour. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Fargo Marathon. I'll tell you, it's Marathon Week's coming. It'll be here before we know it. And we're teaming up with the Fargo Marathon for the Flag Family Fun 5K that's going on the 19th. Here's the deal. If you go to FargoMarathon.com, you can register, get a team together, do it by yourself. You don't have to run. You can walk with us. It's about a 3 mile, 3.1, I think it is. So it's about an hour if you want to walk it. And we're just going to make it fun. We're going to have some fun with it. We're going to have some prizes. We'd love to have you along if you can make it. This is going down at 6:30 on the 19th of May on a Friday. And if you go to FargoMarathon.com, you can find out more. The weather's starting to turn. Get some coworkers together. Have some fun. And we'll get her done. FargoMarathon.com. Is Doc on, Daniel? We got a hold of Doc yet? Trying to reach our talk a little Doc talk today. And we're going to get Doc on here in just a second. That is from McKinsey Health in Watford City, Dr. Van Wylen. I'm talking a little bit about GERD today, so we're working on getting lettuce. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he's calling us. My bad. I haven't seen him call yet, so I'll keep an eye out. Hang on. See? That's what happens, Daniel. They don't tell me stuff. All right, we'll do that. Meanwhile, we've been talking about a couple of things. I got a couple of texts in about the electric vehicle thing. One question is, what are they going to do with the batteries? Dig a hole and throw them in it like they do with the windmill turbine, with the windmill blades? Well, no, they've got to be taken apart. They've got to be individually recycled. You can't, it's nasty. The battery, the acid and the stuff that comes, you have to wear hazmat suits to recycle these things. And then ask yourself, hey, if I have to buy a Tesla, you know, and I get my Tesla, and we know all about, like, cordless tools, you know, when you do the battery deal and you charge the battery, eventually the battery just doesn't take a charge and you got to replace it, right? Well, just do a search about the size and the cost of replacing a Tesla battery, the size of them, what it takes to get them out. Teslas aren't really, you know how you get a cordless tool and you pop that battery on and off or put it right on the charger, no big deal, put it back in, you're good, you're going, you're doing your work. That's not the same. They're not designed, they're a one-time install. So, and they're starting to evolve, Tesla is, as I understand it, into kind of like your power tool, you know, your cordless power tool. You pop the battery out and pop a new one in. But again, 300 million of them? And we need that many just for this country, not to mention semis, trucks, you know, all the things that we use to haul things like that. Main man Nate is in here, my buddy Nate's here. What's that, Danny? I'm sorry. Oh, we do. And my buddy Nate's in here. Nate does snow removal. We're going to talk to him a bit about hauling around snow removal equipment in Fargo in the dead of winter with an electric vehicle. How exciting that would be. But that's coming up after the top of the hour. Do want to catch up with the doc, right? A little doc talk here. Dr. Van Wylen is with the McKinsey Health System in Watford City. And we just want to catch up on a couple of things. Dr. Van Wylen, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Sorry we had a little mix-up in getting connected, but you're here now. You're a general and thoracic surgeon, expertise lying in the areas of acid reflux disease, especially GERD. And as I mentioned, my wife suffers from a bit of GERD, and she loves her iced coffee, Doc. And we found out that if you go with a very dark roast coffee, it's less acid. But let's just talk about GERD and reflux. A lot of people suffer from this. It's a problem for a lot that maybe kind of goes unspoken.
You're exactly right. There are probably 20 million Americans who have some degree of symptoms from acid reflux. The most common symptom is going to be heartburn, but there are other symptoms that people experience. They can feel a regurgitation of stomach contents back up into their chest and throat. Some people have a cough and hoarse voice, but the most common symptom is heartburn.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that you don't realize how many people are dealing with it, but my wife's been dealing with it for a while. It's nasty. And we've all had that time when you get a little burp or something, you have a little stomach acid come up into your esophagus. I mean, that's a regular thing for people that suffer from this, right?
That's exactly right. You know, although the majority of the people don't have daily symptoms, but for the people who have daily symptoms, they can be quite uncomfortable and need something done for it.
Does diet play a big role in if you have that?
Yeah, there are some things. There are some foods that are more likely to trigger acid reflux. Interestingly, peppermint can trigger acid reflux, but fatty foods can be a trigger, as well as some people are bothered by acidic foods like tomato-based products.
Right.
And alcohol will also trigger reflux in some people.
Do you do a lot of surgery? I mean, is there a surgical procedure that helps with this, or is it more of a treatment where you're looking at, medication and that way, or what is the What's the breakdown there?
Yeah, you know, the vast majority of people can control their symptoms with medication and some degree of lifestyle modification. Losing a few pounds sometimes helps, watching what you eat. But there are a lot of there are some very effective medications.
Very good.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.